Scott Engler, Fantasy Sports Network, here with Hunter Pence. Hunter, you got Big League Impact Fantasy Football for Charity coming up on August 29th at AT&T Park. Why is that such a great experience? You know, you actually have something in common with the fans, and you can do it for a great cause.
Yeah, it's a pretty special event that they've created with this Big League Impact, and I'm very honored to be able to spearhead the San Francisco side of it. But basically, you know, we get to have an experience with fans. They get to come join us for charity and do a draft and have an experience at the ballpark. And we just play a fantasy football league for good times. And I think ultimately there's some good gifts and prizes at the end. And we raise some good money to make a difference throughout our, you know, some of these other nations that I think they do filtering water in places that don't have filtered water. So yeah, we're preventing disease and just making a pretty big impact.
What does it say to you about the power of fantasy sports too, you know, to not only bring people together like that, but actually impact people's lives?
It says a lot about it, and it makes it where it's also fun. So we have fun. We create an experience that we otherwise wouldn't get to have, because, you know, as baseball players, we do love fantasy football, and it just makes, you know, a good way to break the ice and meet some of the, you know, the great people in the community and in your city and some of the good fans. And we had text strings going on last year. We had a whole one. A lot of good trash talk, and last year was probably, it was an extremely fun season, and I'm looking forward to more of it.
How much fun do you look forward to the Clubhouse League? You've been doing this for a long time now. I know you've been playing for years. Do you feel like experience gives you an edge all the years you've been playing?
Absolutely not. I haven't actually been playing on the team in the team league the last couple of years just because I have too many others, like the Big League Impact Draft and another one. It got to be too many teams, so limited to that one and one other family one, and that's plenty for me.
So you're in a family league. You know, talk about that. You know, people that have family leagues and stuff like that. How competitive is the family league? Is it a cutthroat to say a team league? Are you guys more friendly about making trades and helping each other out?
I'd say just as competitive, the family league, if not more so. And I haven't won that one. I've done better in team leagues in the past than I have in the family league, to be honest with you.
So, you know, what's the trash talk like in a family league? Does it, you know, how much fun is it? What's it like? And who do you talk the most trash with in your family league?
Well, actually, it's not even my family league. It's actually Crawford's family and some other players that we've played with back in the day that aren't with us anymore. So that one actually gets extremely fun. Major trash talk, all sorts of bad pictures and great stuff. So it gets nasty.
It keeps you in touch with former teammates? Like, who else is in the league?
Roger Kieschnick, a couple other guys just here and there, but Brandon Crawford, Panic's in the league, our strength trainer. Because it's a lower-stakes league, so we get to like really have fun with it.
And because you've been involved in fantasy, and I've asked you this before, but how have you reacted when people have said that, hey, Hunter, I have you on my fantasy team, you know, you're doing good for me, or such and such? You know, when you're the drafted instead of the drafter, how do you react?
Yeah, well, that's, always it feels like you're a teammate. You know, when someone tells you that, you're like, we're on the same team, and it's pretty cool. It had been pretty cool in the past whenever that was the case, so it was a lot of fun.